the place where they bury them is called the
cemetery.
Okay, if it's small and out in the country, do you call it anything different?
Family cemetery.
Okay. If it's on a farm, would you call it, well, little bitty, small, would that be family cemetery? Or?
Yeah, that would be the same. That would be about the same thing.
Okay. You might say he was a real important man. Everybody in town turned out for his
funeral.
Okay. And if people are dressed in black after the funeral, you'd say they're in
mourning.
Okay. If you see somebody on just kind of an average day and they say, "How you doing?" you'd say, "Oh,
pretty good."
Okay.
Tolerable.
Yeah. Okay. My daddy says that. He says, "Tolerable all the time." If somebody's kind of troubled, you might say, "Oh, it'll come out all right. Don't." What?
Don't panic.
Okay. If your joints are getting kind of stiff and aching, you say you've got just a touch of
rheumatism.
Okay. And did you ever hear of a disease that children used to get where they have a real terrible, terrible sore throat?
Diphtheria.
Yeah. Did you ever know anybody had it?
I never had it. I've seen some people that has had it and well, you know.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of like having a black leg. Cows can't have black leg on the ranch.
Yeah.
They swell up. Yeah. We used to run them all the time. Make them, if you catch it just when they get down with it, you can run one of them. And back in them days, they got medicine for it till now.
Yeah. You run them and what happens?
You can run them till they... And he just makes the blood circulate, I guess, and spreads it out or something, I don't know.
Huh, but they get well, huh?
But they have some good veterinarians now that really know how to doctor.
Mm-hmm, yeah. You know, I talked to a lady who had diphtheria, and she said that she almost died with it, you know. And,
mm-hmm.
And the same night, her cousin had it the same night, or had a crisis the same night, mm-hmm. And the only doctor in the country or around anywhere was with her, mm-hmm. And her cousin died. Isn't that terrible?
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's rough stuff.
Yeah. What do you call that kind of disease where your skin and your eyeballs turn yellow? They're really yellow. It looks terrible.
Yellow jaundice.
Okay. If you have a pain in your right side, you probably have.
Penicillin.
Okay. You ever have that? Thank goodness. Hope I don't get it. If you eat or drink something that doesn't agree with you and it comes back up, you'd say you...
Poison.
Okay.
Ptomaine poison.
Okay. And if you get ptomaine poison, probably it's gonna...
make you vomit.
Okay. Have you ever heard a crude way of saying vomit?
Puke.
Okay.
That's close enough.
If you were at a party or something, you'd say, "Well, I think I better go get some fresh air. I'm beginning to feel a little sick."
Dizzy.
Okay, sick where? Sick?
In the stomach.
Okay. And say you've got a real gossipy neighbor, and you'd say, "Boy, she'd hardly got the news before she came right over to..."
Gossip.
Okay.
We've got a lot of them downstairs.
Oh, is that right? I bet they're not all women either, huh?
No, they got some men down there, it's the worst.
Yeah. If a boy keeps going over to the same girl's house all the time, you'd say he's what?
In love.
Okay.
I think. But you know, lots of times it don't turn out so good, does it?
Really?